Good day, I'm Paige Estrotori, on behalf of Financial Services Online, with your daily financial services news wrap for Tuesday, February 20th. Firstly, Australia's insurance industry finds itself in tricky waters. Insurer IAG reported that its customer numbers are growing, but so are their insurance premiums. The affordability crisis is looming as reinsurance costs and inflationary pressures continue to bite. Noticeably, the property insurance sector is feeling the pinch more compared to motor insurance. Despite a 13% drop in net profits after tax, IAG's insurance profits still managed to skyrocket by over 75% to $614 million due to effective cost efficiency measures. This story highlights the challenge the insurance industry faces in keeping insurance affordable as economic complexity increases. Shifting gears to superannuation, Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, also known as APRA, made a decisive move. They maintained that super funds like Australian Super must hold 0.25% of their assets for the Operational Risk Financial Requirement, or ORFR. This decision mandates that a hefty reserve, like $7.5 billion in Australian Super's case, is in place. The purpose is to arm these funds against operational risks, instilling member confidence and fund stability. Importantly, while the new guidelines allow for broader use of the ORFR reserve for risk management, they strictly exclude everyday costs and fines. In view of recent events, the superannuation sector is making a rallying call, looking to protect their members' savings better. The COVID-19 Early Super Release Scheme revealed a source of potential loss that could be seen until 2085 due to premature withdrawals. To combat this, super funds are rallying for the Superannuation Objective Bill 2023-0. This aims to prevent early access to retirement savings, which stands to cost individuals up to $120,000 in future retirement income if mishandled. It's worth noting that early access schemes often harm younger, lower-paid Australians the most and dampens fund performance due to the need for cash reserves. Amidst these complexities, it appears self-managed super funds, known as SMSFs, are shining bright. A University of Adelaide study reveals SMSFs have weathered the economic storm well, with returns declining by only 1% compared to a 5.1% drop recorded by APRA-regulated superannuation funds in the 2022 fiscal year. Interestingly, a solid 38% of SMSFs still manage positive returns despite high market volatility, showing the strength and adaptability of these funds. Their key to success: greater control of investments and active management. That concludes today's roundup. Faced with a range of challenges, from rising insurance costs to the protection of super savings, the financial services sector continues to navigate these trying times, providing critical lessons and generating opportunities for Australian consumers. And remember, for all things regarding insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, Financial Services Online is here for you. Visit us at our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more in-depth analysis and advice. Thank you for tuning in. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off.